I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Run from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, John Cobell's show on demand on the iHeart app. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Assemblyman Bill Assaley from Riverside. He's a Republican, and he wants to sound the alarm not to be fooled by the legislature over their claim that they're going to do adjustments to Prop 47. The only way to change 47 is to get a referendum on the ballot in November, which a lot of people are working to get. We're going to be having an update in a matter of days as to how close they are with the signatures. And we've discussed this from time to time, but if you're not aware, this major revision of Prop 47, if they get enough signatures, we'll go on the ballot in November, and it would turn theft into a crime again. Third time you get caught stealing stuff from a store, end up being a felony, and you go to prison. And also, it would turn drug possession into a crime again, but with an asterisk. If you get caught, you can agree to go to treatment, and you won't go to jail. See? Very humane, very compassionate, the way it used to be. And the third thing, it would have some real penalties for fentanyl possession, especially fentanyl sales, and that if they catch you selling, they'll warn you, eventually you could go to prison for killing people with your fentanyl sales. But we'll talk all about that later on. The legislature is trying to preempt the vote by claiming they have a bill that's going to correct matters, except they can't. The legislature can't correct Prop 47. So it's a lie right from the start. There has been no piece of legislation or no referendum that has been filled with more lies from moment one than Prop 47. And it's continuing. We'll talk with Bill Assaley about it coming up in about an hour. All right. Tomorrow, I think there's some kind of big inflation number coming. And everybody's wondering what it's going to show, because I tell you, I listen to business channels quite a bit. And trust me, nobody knows anything. Absolutely nobody knows anything. The phrases I hear every morning is higher than expected, lower than expected, faster than expected, slower than expected. Never meets expectations. Not unemployment numbers, not housing numbers, not inflation numbers, not the economy expanding. Nothing ever meets expectations. All the experts that are constantly filling the air with their gas and all the Wall Street experts that are recommending to buy this or sell that, they don't know. They don't know crap. Every day it's the same thing. It's hysterical. So now it's, is the inflation tomorrow going to be more or less than expected? I'll tell you you're probably going to get a big increase because gas prices are going crazy, especially in California. And another very naive writer for the El Segundo Times is Karen Garcia. And Karen Garcia manages to write a page and a half story on gas prices being exceptionally high in California without writing one word as to why California has ridiculously high prices. She writes that California prices were averaging $5.35 a gallon Monday versus a national average of $3.59. Now, I would think if you're going to open with that statistic, aren't you going to explain why? Because her first line is experiencing sticker shock at the pump. Gas prices throughout California are soaring in comparison to the national average, $5.35 to $3.59. Well, if they're soaring, I'm a reader. Why, Karen Garcia, are they soaring? Why? $3.59 to $5.35. No, what she does is she tells us that in L.A., the price of gas is 3 pennies less than the rest of the state. It's $5.32. But that's up 17 cents from last week and 39 cents from last month. Why? Doesn't say. Okay, gas prices are going up across the country, but not nearly as fast as in California. Why? Karen Garcia will not say. Here's something maybe. A tight oil market due to attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea will keep fuel prices above average. But why are they almost $2 higher in California? Doesn't say. And then she says, well, after saying that oil market's tight because of the attacks in the Red Sea, then she says, well, the attacks on the ships in the Red Sea haven't harmed oil production yet. Oh, I guess that's not a reason. Another factor is the war between Russia and Ukraine. Well, that's been going on for 2 months. But then she quotes somebody as saying that, well, actually, those concerns have abated somewhat for now. Oh, okay. So, hey, maybe it's the attacks in the Red Sea. Well, no, I guess it isn't. Maybe it's the Russian-Ukraine war. No, I guess it isn't. So now I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 paragraphs in. I still don't know why the gas is $1.80 more here than anywhere else in the country. I don't even know why it's so high in the rest of the country. Then she tells me historically gasoline prices rise in the spring and peak in late summer. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I know. We all live here. We know that. California prices are affected by the shift to a different fuel blend in warmer weather. Yes, we know that. Shouldn't be. It's not. Doesn't account for $1.80, though. In fact, I'm looking at the AAA has a gas price average website. And in Colorado, the price is $3.06. So we are $2.30 higher in California than Colorado. And then I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 states that are at $3.25 or less, and then another 10 states that are at $3.35 or less. Oh, but that's not in Karen Garcia's story. It looks like we've run out of story here. That's it. You want to read her bio here? Karen Garcia is a reporter on the Fast Break desk. A team that has a pulse on breaking news at the LA Times. Oh, I think the patient died. There's no pulse here. There's not one word explaining why We're a buck 80 higher. Not one word. Fast break desk. We're on the pulse. She was used to be a reporter on the utility journalism team, which focused on service journalism. Well, there was no service here. Ah, her previous reporting is for the San Luis Obispo New Times and KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I remember years ago, the LA Times, these were people who came from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and Time Magazine. And now we have Central Coast Public Radio and the San Luis Obispo Times and the whole story about gas prices. Yeah, she didn't even include Newsom's reason. Newsom's reason is, of course, the oil companies are screwing us, right? But then you'd have to answer why Newsom thinks we're getting screwed by the oil companies here, but they don't screw anybody in the other 49 states. How come the prices are much lower in 49 other states? Why don't they go after the people of Colorado? Why won't the oil companies screw over the people in Colorado? Why? But nothing gets reported anymore. We have to do this ourselves. I can't find stories on why the gas is $1.80 more. You could go look it up yourself. Go Google or whatever it is you do. You're not going to find it. You got to go to the AAA and you can see that it's true. It's we're $2.30 higher than Colorado, $1.80 higher than the country, and nobody will tell us why. Well, gee, I think about 2/3 of the trouble is taxes. Yes, that's right. It's taxes. No wonder they won't put that in the LA Times story. It's taxes. 2/3 of the problem. The other third, I don't know. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, during the commercial breaks, I go through news sites to see if there's anything breaking. And I couldn't believe this one. I'm going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it after 2:30, after Heather's news, because I want to get all the details here. But here's the headline out of the El Segundo Times. California has failed to monitor homeless spending, according to an audit. This was the California State's Auditor's Office, and the headline is, they have no idea what the billions of dollars has been spent on. And whether it worked. How about that, huh? Questions about whether billions of dollars meant to thwart the homeless crisis has been worth it. Billions of dollars. And the ninnies in this state just voted to give Gavin Newsom $6 billion more. We're going to borrow $6 billion more. Barely won. If this report had come out before Election Day a month ago, it probably would have lost. So that's the California State Auditor. They've spent $20 billion over the past 5 years, and nobody knows if it's effective or not. Okay, no problem there. We'll talk about that after 2:30. We were just discussing the absurd gas price situation in the state, where it's now, what did I say, $5.35 a gallon, and the rest of the nation's at $3.59, and Colorado's at $3.06. And that now, that is affecting just California. No other state is anywhere near California when it comes to gas prices. And it's the taxes. But the price of everything else, yesterday we talked a little bit about this because the Wall Street Journal had done an analysis of the price increases over the last 5 years. And believe me, it's going to be inflation and immigration. That's what's going to decide the election. If you don't hear your guy talking about inflation or immigration, then they're trying to divert from what matters. This is what matters in a normal person's life. Now, I think I told you yesterday that the prices for hundreds of grocery items have increased more than 50% since 2019. This study found that the price of eggs, chicken, chips, chocolate, soda, sports drinks, and crackers went up 40%. And what they did is they took a selection of the most commonly purchased items, that in 2019 would cost you $100. So here it is. This is a imaginary shopping bag filled with the things people buy the most: fruit, vegetables, milk, flour, dish soap, frozen meals, toilet paper. It costs now $136.50. 5 years ago, it would cost $100. So if you bought the same amount this year as you did 5 years ago, you'd have to find a way to give back $37 worth of goods if all you had was $100 budgeted, right? If you budgeted $100, you'd be $37 over budget, and you'd have to give that much in terms of food and goods. So in general, according to the Wall Street Journal, depending on the food categories, it costs 36 to 50% more than 5 years ago. 36 to 50% more. So when you hear tomorrow, they'll say, oh, yeah, inflation rate's at 3.4%, but, you know, that's actually down. Or the inflation rate, surprised, it's only at 3.2. No. The inflation is 36 to 50% higher than 2019, which was the last normal year in America. Nothing has made sense since 2019. Here's more they found. Did you hear the report that job market exploded, 300,000 new jobs, right? Economy's booming great. Why aren't people happy? Inflation is low. It's only 3%. Not 50, it's 3. Oh, jobs, 300,000 more jobs. That economy's expanding. Well, no. Do you know the number of full-time workers this past month fell by 6,000 people? All the job creation were part-time jobs. Full-time jobs dropped by 6,000. Part-timers increased by 691,000. Multiple job holders rose by 217,000 people. It's 217,000 more people last month taking a second or third job. 5% of the employment level now are multiple job holders. Full-time employment is actually lower today than it was a year ago. All the job creation, all of it, the net job creation, part-time. Because a lot of Americans have been laid off and replaced one full-time job with two or three part-time ones. People are also picking up additional jobs to make ends meet because food has gone up 36 to 50%. You really have to look around to find this stuff. You don't hear it in the headlines. You don't read it in the headlines. Why isn't this on the front page everywhere? Why isn't this the lead story in America? You know it. You may not know the exact number, but you go to the store three times a week. You stop and pump gas once or twice a week. You know that the gas here is $5.35. And now I'm telling you that it's $3.06 in Colorado. You know the price has gone up dramatically. And depending on what you buy, it's gone up 36 to 50%. And you know that the economy is struggling because there are fewer full-time jobs than last month. Fewer full-time jobs than a year ago. It's part-time jobs that have increased. So, one writer for the National Review wrote, it's easy to envision someone making the same salary or even a bit more from two part-time jobs than one full-time job, but still being upset about their economic situation because they have to have two jobs. We've got, when we come back, all right, it's just in. The California government has no idea what they're spending billions of dollars on when it comes to homelessness. And this is from the official California State Auditor's Office.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
One of the things we have to do all the time here is explain how you're being lied to, and that's why we're going to have Assemblyman Bill Assaley on coming up after 3 o'clock. He's a Republican from Riverside. The organizers are getting close to the signatures they need to get a referendum on the ballot in November to revise greatly Prop 47. And the legislature knows that revision is coming and it's going to pass because everybody hates Prop 47 if you have a brain in your head. The only ones who like Prop 47 are criminals and the apologists for the criminals. So, you know, if that referendum gets on the ballot, Prop 47 will be revised greatly. So the legislature is trying to fool people into thinking, no, we've got something going on here. We're writing up a bill right now. Well, we're going to talk with Assaley, and you'll understand why it's a lot of crap. This is amazing but not surprising. This just came out. The El Segundo Times. The California State Auditor has issued a report. California has no idea whether billions of dollars spent on homelessness is effective in any way. They don't know. Let me repeat this. The state of California under Gavin Newsom has no idea if the billions of dollars they've spent on homelessness has been worth it. Nobody knows. According to the California State Auditor's Office, Newsom created a state council. You know, he's good at creating oversight councils and task forces. Well, this council was supposed to oversee homelessness programs. But this council has not consistently tracked spending or outcomes. So they don't know what they spent the money on, and they don't know if it worked. Obviously, it hasn't worked because homelessness grew 6% last year. It's now over 180,000 people in the state. Homelessness in the last 10 years has grown 53% in California, and they have spent $20 billion over the last 5 years. $20 billion in the last 5 years. Homelessness has gone up, and they don't know what it's been spent on, and they don't know if anything worked. They created this homelessness council in 2016. It's called the California Interagency Council on Homelessness. But they have not been able to ensure the accuracy of the information in a state data system. Now, this is 8 years, and it says they have not evaluated the success of homelessness programs. 8 years. This council. You know, the council's made up of state officials, including a name you might remember, Dr. Mark Gailey. He was that weird, bald guy with the strange glasses who looked like an alien from Mars. And he was the guy who was in charge of shutting businesses down during COVID. He was the guy who was locking people up in their homes and not allowing businesses to operate. Dr. Mark Gailey. And he was an incompetent boob when it came to that. Destroyed businesses by the tens of thousands in the state. And Newsom would listen to him. And now he's on this homelessness council, and he can't explain where the $20 billion went. Another person on the council is Jeff McComber, who's the California Department of Corrections secretary. He runs the prison system, which is a disaster. So you have two guys who are disasters, and you put them in charge of tracking the homeless money. And what do you get? You get another disaster. For example, a state rental assistance program. They could not review it because they don't have the data. They never collected the data as to whether helping people with rent kept them out of homelessness. They don't know. The audit also examined spending by individual cities, San Jose and San Diego in particular. Both of them have huge vagrant problems, and the audit found that neither of those cities has evaluated the effectiveness of their programs, despite tens of billions in funding. Tens of billions of dollars. San Diego and San Jose, they have no idea. Billions for California, they have no idea if anything works. Now, it was just a few days ago. Well, it's been a month since the official voting for Prop 1 that was giving Newsom another $6-plus billion of borrowed money, bond money, for homelessness. And it should not have passed. And this is why it should not have passed, because we gave them $20 billion, and not only did it not work, they don't know why it does not work. Because they don't know where the money went and what it was spent on. The executive officer for that homelessness council is a woman named Megan Marshall. And she agreed with the state auditor's recommendations. So she agreed that they have not tracked the money and don't know whether the money's been effective. 8 years. The thing is, I know that the people who vote for these ninnies aren't listening right now, or they're not reading these stories. These people should have their voting rights suspended. Story like this comes out, you should never vote for anybody. You should never vote for a Gavin Newsom, let's say. You should never vote to borrow any more money for homelessness. By the way, 2013, they said homelessness is up 53% since 2013. You know, that was the last year before Prop 47. Someday, maybe there's an honest researcher, and they'll tell the truth, that Prop 47 cleared out the prisons and the jails, prevented criminals from going to jail. They ended up piling up on the street, doing their drugs, stealing to support their drug habits. And that's what created all the homelessness. Prop 47. That and our tolerance for it, which led to people moving in from all over the country because they heard anything goes on the California streets. They come by train. They drive. They come by bus from all the other states in the union. Because they heard that everything's nuts here. There's no rules, no laws, nothing matters. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Oh, I don't think I've mentioned the Moist line in a while. 877-MOIST-86. Today's Tuesday. You got a call for playback on Friday. 877-MOIST-86. Whatever pisses you off.
Plenty of room. Plenty of room.
Plenty of room. Vacancies. Come on. I've given you enough material here. Or use the talkback feature on the iHeart app. Moist line. Next hour. All right, we're going to have Bill Saley on, as I mentioned, because the legislature is trying to deceive you again, claiming they've got some kind of legislation to fix Prop 47. That's not possible. We'll explain why. And also, Rand Paul wrote a piece for Fox News. Rand Paul, of course, is the senator from Kentucky, and he has been attacking Fauci. Anthony Fauci for years, embarrassing him during Senate hearings and insisting things that everybody said, no, 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 that's wrong. You're crazy. He never backed down. And he now says that government officials from 15 federal agencies knew in 2018 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was trying to create a coronavirus like COVID-19. And the reason the U.S. agencies knew this is they were getting funding from the U.S. And that is why everybody went silent after the pandemic broke. And you couldn't, they tried to sell us the story that the virus came from animals. And you weren't allowed to criticize China. They started screaming that you're a racist. Well, there is a reason for this. We were in on it. We helped finance the research in Wuhan to create what became the coronavirus. And Rand Paul wrote a long piece today. And he thinks Fauci ought to face some kind of justice at some point. So we'll get to that coming up next hour. Bad day for the electric car fanatics. Electric bus service in the Antelope Valley was suspended this week. People who decided to use the electric buses to get to work or school, you can't. Turns out the Antelope Valley Transit Authority has a fleet of battery buses that were halted out of an abundance of caution and for reasons outside of our control. And you may be wondering, gee, what is that? Well, some writers think it may have something to do with electric batteries catching fire. The Antelope Valley Transit Authority won't talk about it, which means it's something really bad. Because they could just say otherwise. And maybe something caught fire and word has spread around. They have... So people take buses to Los Angeles, Century City, San Fernando Valley, and it's and now people are complaining that they were told that they could transfer their tickets to Metrolink, but Metrolink has not been letting them on. You know what? Drive a car like everybody else. You take an electric bus. What do you think is going to happen? They don't work. I mean, just be an adult. You're gonna live that far away. You're gonna have to buy yourself a car. You think our electric bus system is really gonna be a hit? Have you read what's going on with all the electric cars and buses? In fact, here's a story today: Tesla's Cybertruck. Tesla's Cybertruck starts at $80,000, and people are writing online how they're malfunctioning and breaking down. One guy here in Southern California titled his post, "Worst Delivery in My Life." The truck died in 5 minutes. His Cybertruck was delivered last month, and it made it 1 mile down the road. He started getting a steering error. A flashing red screen. He pulls off the side of the highway. The truck dies. They had to wait for a tow truck. The Tesla dealer couldn't do anything for me. It was great for 5 minutes. I tried everything, restarting. Screen is stuck black, and it keeps beeping. The owner of the vehicle. Let's see. What does it say here? Oh, he got the vehicle last December, and he thinks Tesla rushed out the trucks. Now, somebody else wrote that his Cybertruck, his autopilot feature malfunctioned. He's driving down the road, and another truck was approaching in the other lane. They were both driving on a highway. His Cybertruck thought that the oncoming truck was in its lane, right? That the driver was running up on the backside of a truck in front of him. It wasn't. It was an approaching truck in the other lane. So his Cybertruck made a hard brake stop. Luckily, there was no vehicle behind me, or it would have been a definite collision. So this truck just arbitrarily braked hard on a highway while they were going at a pretty decent speed. There's another discussion board, and a guy wrote a review that was so critical, he got kicked off the Cybertruck owners forum. And he goes, but people need to hear the truth. He writes, it's not glorious. The Cybertruck isn't a truck. It's a toy truck at best, an experimental concept at worst. I rented mine in L.A. and I spent 24 hours with it. It doesn't take potholes or bumps well. It's atrociously bad. Well, at least it didn't catch fire. Let's see, we got another review here. The windshield wipers didn't work. The headlights were piss poor in the dark. The windshield had a bad glare, leading to borderline dangerous visibility. And the other owners of the Cybertruck say it takes anywhere from 7 to 14 and a half hours to charge it. 14 and a half hours. Okay. Good. And they cost $100,000. $100,000, and you got to wait 14 and a half hours for a full charge. All right, we come back. We're going to talk to Bill Asaley. What's the big lie coming out of the California legislature now? We have Heather Brooker live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.